Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today. And it's been heartening to hear all the experiences shared by colleagues to improve hand hygiene as a core part of WASH in schools and healthcare facilities. And of course, hand hygiene is a critical public health measure and it must be practiced at key moments across all settings. There's evidence to suggest that household hygiene is just as critical to child health as hygiene at school. And so in many ways, it's important to look at this holistically. And COVID-19 really brought this to our attention. So I have 1 minute to draw your attention to WHO tools available to support governments' action on hand hygiene, in particular in households and community settings. The tools were developed under the banner of the Hand Hygiene for All initiative. This UN initiative operationalizes the UN Water SDG 6 Global Acceleration Framework, and it calls on governments to accelerate progress on hand hygiene, and it aligns global support behind government-led national efforts. I want to share 3 tools with you today. The first is the State of the World's Hand Hygiene Report. It presents a compelling case for investment. It highlights lagging progress, and it calls on governments and supporting agencies to action, offering numerous inspiring examples of change. So I encourage you to take a look if you haven't already. The second tool is the Hand Hygiene Acceleration Framework tool. So for countries who are already acting or planning to act on hand hygiene, this tool helps identify barriers, opportunities, and to prioritize actions for accelerating progress towards universal hand hygiene, and also to drive investment to these. And the third and last tool that I want to highlight in my 1 minute is the hand hygiene costing tool. One common barrier, obviously, is to sufficient progress on hand hygiene is inadequate financing. And understanding the cost of implementing hand hygiene plans is an absolutely essential precursor to fund allocation. And this tool aims to provide country-specific cost estimates for achieving universal hand hygiene in households by 2030. So please, if you're interested in using these tools or learning more about them, or if you'd like to share the experiences that you've had in country in really pushing the dial on hand hygiene, please do get in touch. And thank you so much, Vice Chair.